English courses.
English courses abroad. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in learning more about the courses abroad that you offer. I see you have courses in Oxford, Dublin, Brighton, and Edinburgh. I'm very interested in Oxford and Brighton, but I don't know which one to choose. Which one would you recommend?
Well, the first thing is location. Brighton is on the coast, but Oxford has some beautiful countryside. I suppose that's the first thing you should consider.
I see. Well, that's a difficult choice to make. I like the sea and the countryside. Can you tell me anything else about the cities?
Certainly. Oxford isn't as big as Brighton. Brighton has a population of about 480,000. That covers Brighton City and the smaller towns along the coast. Oxford, on the other hand, has a population of 151,000.
I prefer smaller places, but I've heard that Oxford isn't as lively as Brighton. Is that true?
Well, not exactly. Oxford and Brighton are both university cities, so there are lots of students in both cities. Besides, cities with a student population are always lively. You might say that Oxford feels more traditional than Brighton. Brighton is quite fashionable, and some compare it to London for its diversity.
Interesting. Are there any interesting tourist attractions in these cities? I'll have plenty of time to do some sightseeing.
Oh, yes. The university grounds in Oxford are very interesting. In Oxford, there's also the Botanic Garden. It is the oldest in Great Britain and has one of the most diverse collections of plants in the world.
And Brighton?
There's much more to Brighton than the beach. In fact, if you go in May, you'll be there for the Arts Festival, which is the biggest one after Edinburgh. There's theatre and dance and other entertainment all week. Also, if you like...